that in the 1950s and 60s, when baby boomers were kids growing up, they were familiar with certain famous icons, Howdy Doody, Tired Blood, slide rules, mimeograph machines, Volkswagen jokes, Liberace, Listen to the Warm, goes on and on, 8 tracks, Barry Goldwater, and these are now what we call famously forgotten icons, which is, of course, a contradiction in terms, once famous, now forgotten. Our thesis is that today's aging boomers will enjoy a trip down memory lane. Their grandchildren should, in fact, learn something about popular culture when their grandparents were their age now, and that we can learn a great, great deal about today's culture by using the past as a template for a comparison. So that's what the book is all about. It's about a trip down memory lane. It's about educating the young about the stuff that was very, very, very famous and central to American culture 50 years ago. And it's about learning from the past.
And I do know most of those things you mentioned, but Tired Blood?
Tired Blood was the commercial name for iron deficiency anemia. And it was a malady of older Americans that could only be cured by Geritol. Geritol was a tonic that had more iron in it than a pound of calf's liver. And according to these endless commercials, Geritol would not only cure tired blood, but it would make you feel stronger fast. Not only that, but it sponsored every Sunday afternoon Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour, which was the precursor of American Idol. And one of the things that we do in this book is we talk about famously forgotten icons that have really not entirely gone away. Maybe their hokey expression in the 50s and 60s has gone away. Maybe the production values are a lot slicker now, but they're still around. Ted Mack's corny old original Amateur Hour is gone, but American Idol is now with us. And back in the days when Bob Barker was on his first quiz show, Truth or Consequences, the buzzer that told contestants that time was up was called Beulah. Beulah the buzzer. Bob Barker would say, sorry, but Beulah the buzzer says time's up. And that seems very silly. On the other hand, Vanna White, of course, has been on TV now for about 30 years, and all she does is to change letters. So the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Trump, Donald Trump, was not the first person to fire people on television. Arthur Godfrey was famously involved in firing his very popular tenor, Julius LaRosa, on television one night and shocked the country. At the same time, Arthur Murray and Catherine Murray were dancing on television long before anybody was dancing with the stars, and they had their own set of stars at that time. So, you know, so many of these things that suddenly emerge and become terribly popular, one should know attention must be paid to where they came from.